All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. Hey, guys, you know I'm an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, let me tell you something. I did it. It took me a minute, but I did it. And if I did it, you can do it. What will it take? It's going to take community. You're going to have to find some people, especially inside of the Ambit community, that believe in you, that believe you can do it. But most importantly, you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe that you can accomplish it. That's the number one thing. And if you've never believed that you can accomplish this, I want you to think about something. All the things that you have tried to do in your life that you've been successful at, it's because you believed in yourself and you made a decision. And all the things that you tried to do that you were not successful at were things that you learned from and you also survived. So fearlessly believe in yourself and go get it. That's what I'm saying, okay? Hey, listen, you hear people talking on this call about simulcast. Man, I'm excited about this. You get to look at simulcast in the comfort of your own home. Go to your events.ambitenergy.com. Go ahead and get registered. I think it's January 15th and 16th, Friday and Saturday night. We're going to have a little get-together on Friday, and then the major training is going to be on Saturday. There are going to be attendee-only bonuses that will be more beneficial to you than the cost of the registration. And the registration is only $50. It's only $50. Corporate does two events a year. This is one of them. You need to be registered for it if you're serious about your business, okay? I want to give a shout-out to Pam Holly. I'm glad that you're on the call. I know that you're recuperating and doing better. You know, she's fighting the COVID, and she's winning. And we're going to continue to pray for you, and we're going to celebrate your victory, all right? Now, another thing that we discussed last week is that I've decided to step down from the call at the end of the year. So I'll be here next week, and I'll be here on the 27th. Some of you have had questions about that. There's nothing wrong. I've been doing this call for a long time, okay? I just feel like it's time. I'm still going to be with Ambit, still going to be a frequent listener on the call. I'm still here, okay? I'm just going to step down from the call first of the year or whenever Brian decides to do so. He will announce what his format will be and who will be a part of that. Now, tonight, it's my honor to introduce somebody that in our community doesn't even need an introduction. You know, he's one of the tallest consultants, certainly the tallest person in the millionaire club. He's won numerous awards, honors, recognition, and one of those people that I absolutely love working with and being friends with and having on this call, Coach Alan Johnston. Welcome to the call, sir.
Thank you, Bear. How are you doing tonight?
You know what? I'm a little cold tonight. I just had to step outside, and we got 35-mile-per-hour winds ripping around and no heat. I was outside. Inside, I'm fine. But it's like, wow, this is Texas, huh?
Yeah, I know our friends in the north need to take it back.
Yes.
When someone posted a deal that said, I went outside and found weather drunk in my front yard. It needs to be picked up and taken back to the north.
There you go. We were driving down the road today and noticed that some of the trees were starting to turn orange.
And that's the craziest thing. Leanne and I talked about
13th.
That this morning on the way to church, how the leaves, of course, they're all falling now because it's just, they turned orange overnight, beautiful red and orange like our friends up in the northeast saw a few months ago, and ours were real late because it's been so warm. And I've got a full day tomorrow with our pool in the backyard because it has caught every leaf falling off of the neighborhood trees, it looks like. But that's the beauty of having one of those. I keep threatening to back a dump truck full of dirt back there, but
yeah,
I'll never do it.
Yeah, I was about to say, okay, you're complaining because you have leaves in your pool.
Yeah, I'm the one that's get to go out there and clean all that mess up, and somebody else gets to go out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm not feeling sorry for you yet. I'm going to work on that.
All right. Well, I know this call wants to hear me and you get on, so I guess we'll just carry on with this wonderful thing called Ambit. But I appreciate you having me on here, and I'll say this before we get going. I heard your announcement. This call has been what it's been because of you hosting it. You've done a great, and I don't say that loosely, but you've done a great job in that role for many years for all of us. And from everybody in the field, and now I can speak for those even in the corporate level, we appreciate what you've done over the time that you've been the host of this call.
Well, I appreciate that, Coach. It's been a pleasure. It's been my honor. And I just think it's time. But I tell you, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to absolutely miss it. But I have a piece about what's next, and we'll just keep moving forward. So thank you very much.
No, we appreciate you, Bear.
Thank you.
Well, Bear, everybody's kind of heard my story with what is going on with Ambit. And I was sitting here listening to you talk about simulcast, and I was thinking about some of my business partners and some of those that are still actively seeking this opportunity and those that have kind of, due to COVID, a lot of people, and I'm one of them, I'm a relationship type of person. I like being around people and interacting, and COVID's kind of taken that away. You know, every Monday night at 8:00, we do a live business presentation via Facebook. It can be viewed through the Ambit Gift there in Facebook land. We've done that, and it still doesn't bring the same vibe as it normally does. A few weeks ago, Derek White and Courtney Dowdy, both of those are senior consultants who were recognized at Ambition this past year for being Derek on the senior dream team and Courtney being a Pure Energy Award winner. I invited them to the house, and we all got together to do the business presentation together. And I had their awards sent to me instead of them, and I got to present that to them. And that's been the only true get-together type stuff that we've done since I don't know when. And for those listening, a lot of people have slowed down because of that very point. You know, you find motivation being around other people. You know, University of Texas did a study about behavior, and they showed that 25% of our behavior traits are inherited and 75% are in our environment. You know, and the thing about Ambit Energy is it's a business that's like none other. All you have to do in my neighborhood, and probably in all of your neighborhoods this time of the year, is go outside right now and look at your neighbor's houses and notice how electricity is so vitally important. Now, most of the time you see it, but right now it's really showing because people are getting ready to celebrate the birth of Christ and Christmas. And so what do? We put trees in our house. We put lights on our house. We put garland around the house that's lit in lights, and you come to my house, it looks like a nuclear reactor. My wife's done a wonderful job of decorating our home. It's beautiful, but that meter out there's probably just spinning it, you know, like a turbo booster between the hours of 5:30 and 11:30 until the timers all turn off. And the thing about it is, it's just a reminder. She and I rode around the other night looking at all the lights, and as I drove through the city of Tyler where I live, it just reminded me of what we are a part of. It reminded me of how incredibly special this business is and can be for each one of us. Unconsciously paid for, habitually used. You've heard that countless times if you've listened to more than 5 either meetings or conference calls or trainings. And that's a fact, and we all know that's a fact. Last utility to be deregulated. We all know that's a fact. But at the end of the day, it's about what we're doing individually. And I'll say this to you, and you'll hear this again in the coming weeks. But we're fixing to end another year. And you know, everybody talks about how weird this year's been and how strange this year's been and how so many different things have gone crazy in the year 2020, et cetera. But I want you to think about this, because I said this on this call about this time last year. Didn't it go by in a hurry? You think about it. All the stuff that's going on in our lives, all the stuff that's going on in our family and friends' lives, all the stuff that you've seen on television and in the newspapers and on the radio, this year's still going by in a hurry. And in a few weeks, we're going to crank out 2021. And for every one of us on this call, that means one thing and one thing only. We're going to start a brand new chapter in our life. Yeah, we all have birthdays that we celebrate, and that starts a year for us individually as to when we started our existence on this earth. But at the end of the day, we count it by January the 1st. So hypothetically speaking, but it could be, and it's a challenge that I put out to each one of you, go get yourself a journal, a yearly journal. Buy yourself a Christmas gift of a yearly journal. That's going to be 365 blank pages that's going to start on January the 1st. All the training you need's here. All the tools you need are here. But now it boils back to one thing. 365 blank pages, and in a flash, we're going to be on this call talking about the year 2022. And whenever we roll through those 365 days that are fixing to be gifted to us in the year 2021, when it's over, look back through your book of that year. If success is there, you would have written it down, because you can go back and trace it. If not so much success is there, you can go back in there and trace it. I'm a big proponent and a believer that this is an everyday business. You know, Sundays in my house, we give that to the Lord, and we do sometimes take, but here I am on this call with you guys, and you're sharing your time with me, so you've opened up your day today at least for these 30 minutes. And tomorrow, when tomorrow you wake to that new gift of a Monday, what are you going to do? How are you going to approach it? Who are the people that you're hanging around? Who are the people that are having some type of impact on your life? And what's your mindset like? You know, as a coach of 30 years, I talk all the time about skill set with my athletes, and you've heard me say this countless times, and I'm, again, a big believer on this, that we have to practice our skill set in this business, and we have to improve our skill set, and that's what you're here to do. You're here to pick up something along the way that can help you in building your business, but I'm here to tell you the only one who's going to help you build this business is you. Because all the tools, all the technique, all the skills, and all that is available to be learned, but then you've got to practice them. I drive around to this day still practicing approaches to people, follow-ups to people. I still feel like sometimes the phone is that 100, 200, 500, one-ton gorilla, but I pick it up, and we don't fear failure. Ambit's special in its creation. It's special in what it offers each one of us. And I'll say it again, and I've said it countless other times, and it's been said to me, it's not easy. But we've heard all of our life, anything worth having should not be easy. That way we appreciate it more. Has 2020 gone the way that I hoped it would? No. I mean, bless Brian's heart, he used a standard email to send out to everyone announcing I was going to be on the call, and I noticed, well, I didn't notice, but a lot of people did because they reached out to me. He posted me as a national consultant. I'm an executive consultant. And like Bear, I agree with him, so can you. And I've been an executive consultant for quite a while. Has that frustrated me? Not really. You see, I know people that get in this business and they they do sketchy things to get themselves promoted. They do things that I'm not going to do to get a pen because a pen hasn't paid for my children's college education. Being an executive consultant has paid for my kids to have a college education, but I can guarantee you this. If I was a senior consultant, I'd still be saying the same thing. The promotions have just happened. But what I haven't done is I haven't done things that would be considered sketchy or not right, if you will, to get to where I'm at. And that's probably why, and I'll admit this, I fast-tracked to regional, fast-tracked to senior, fast-tracked to executive consultant within the first year of doing this business. I've never once paid anybody's way in. I've never paid for someone's deposit to become a customer. I've never paid for a customer. I have gone out and I've asked people to do me a favor, and then I follow up with them and I ask them that golden question of who do you know? And I follow up with my customers, and I always make sure they renew, and I do those countless times, and they always refer other people to me. And I have a team of people that I'm working with that are doing it the same way. And it may not be growing at the same rate that other people would want it to grow or expect it to grow, but for me and my family, it's taking care of what we need to do, and therefore I know it's taking care of Ambit Energy. You know what today is, Bear? Today for me is 12 years with Ambit Energy, today. I just realized that.
Happy anniversary, Coach.
So do you know what that means, Bear? I've been an executive consultant for 11 years. And I've been very prideful of that. And if you were in my home right now, you would see a yellow sticky note on my kitchen, on my bathroom mirror in the top right corner that says NC by AC. You'd also see a yellow sticky note on the corner of this computer here that I'm sitting in front of in my office that says NC by AC. And that stands for National Consultant by Ambition Ambition Convention. Bear, this sticky note's been on that corner right there for the last 9 years. It's still a goal of mine. But now, I didn't get an ambit to make a pen. I get an ambit to get my daughter a car, as you know, and then to get my son a truck, and then to pay for our daughter's college education and our son's college education. And he took his last fall semester final of law school this past Friday, 2 days ago, which means in a few weeks he'll start his last semester of college, of law school, and be through with that, then take the bar and hopefully be a full-fledged attorney. And the thing about it is, all along the way, we've built this business with integrity, professionalism, and character. And we've asked the same of everybody else because we don't want to spoil it. My friends, we're part of the largest shift of wealth we're ever going to know in our lifetime. And every single day we have a chance to go out and get a piece of that pie. Let me reflect with you real quick to our PowerPoint presentation that all of you use, all of you watch, all of you probably have seen countless times. And let's go to that one frame that shows the United States, that it shows the province of Alberta, Canada, and the country of Japan. Now think about how much is up there at the top in billions and billions of dollars that are available in the markets that we're deployed in right now. And I go back to that journal I brought up a while ago. Because not only do you start filling out a brand new 365-day journal on January the 1st, you also get to wake up and do your New Year's resolutions and have all these visions and things. And you also, because of our compensation plan, you get to answer to yourself how much out of that $180 billion plus yearly annual revenue do you want to make? Which brings up the next thing, how hard are you willing to work for it? How often are you willing to work for it? How much grit, determination do you have to get to where you want to be with this business? Again, this is not me trying to be arrogant, self-righteous, or anything. It's just me telling you, giving you a visionary statement. Just like Bear, I'll tell you, and like a lot of the other people that you've heard on this call in the past, I did not get in this to make multiple millions of dollars. I got in this to surprise my daughter with a car on her 16th birthday, a $400 a month payment. That was the top. It was going to be a little cash car, and it developed and it manifested itself into more than Leanne and I ever would have imagined. It really has done that, and it will continue to do that because of all these Christmas lights I see shining in my neighborhood and across the city of Tyler, and I know the same is going on in your neighborhoods. You know, we all are going to be told no more than we get told yes about this opportunity. We're all going to have more frustrations with this than we are the other things we do because we want it so bad. But we have to every single day understand that that's a new opportunity. That's what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is nothing but new successes, new opportunities, new chances. Because when this day is over, it's done. And I ask all of you to understand this thing that you've all heard in your lifetime. If Bear put in front of you a penny on one side of a table, and the other side of the table he stacked up $1 million in cash, and he looked at you and he said, which one do you want? Do you want the penny or do you want the $1 million cash? And right as you start to answer it, he goes, hold on, there's one caveat. I will double this penny every day for this month. Or you can go ahead and take the $1 million cash right now. Most people are going to reach down and take the $1 million. Psychologically speaking, for people that have heard this for the first time and get this posed to them for the first time, it's proven that 98% of the people reach for the $1 million. The 2 percenters that wait on that penny, at the end of a 30-day calendar month, they're going to collect $7.5 million. $7.5 million at the end of a 30-day calendar month. Now, again, that was a penny on day one. And you're sitting here thinking, okay, what the heck does this have to do with Ambit? Because this is my challenge to you for the year 2021. You want to make some pretty dadgum good money? Do this every single month for the year. Not every day, but every month. It's going to take you your effort every day to complete this for the month. But make yourself a resolution, if you want to call it. Make it a commitment, a dedication. I don't care, but I can assure you that if you'll do this at the year 2022, you and I are going to have a happy talk. Using that same theory, penny double a day for a month. But with Ambit, do this. Personally sponsor one person a month. Everyone who joins you in your business, that's your goal with them. The minimum expectation is to personally sponsor one person a month. That's a new business partner. And each one of you in 30 days get 3 customers apiece. Now, when we got off this phone, go do the math on it. Go look at the business presentation, compensation part of it, and do the math on this. And you'll understand what I'm getting at. Because at the end of the calendar year, at the end of 2021, when we roll into 2022, there are a lot of financially free people on this phone call right now. One consultant and 3 customers a month for a calendar year. You're doing that yourself, and everyone in your organization that you bring in, that is the minimum. Forget the idea of promoting. It's going to happen, but don't focus on that. Focus on personally sponsoring one a month and getting 3 new customers each month. And then let's talk in the year 2022 on December 31st of 2021. Let's talk and see how it went. I challenge you to do that. You're going to be happy. Financially, your life will be different because that will become a habit in your organization. I ask it of business partners all the time. Does everyone do it? No. Can everybody do it? Yes. But it's a habitual habit that has to take place on a daily basis. You've got to have that written list. You've got to practice your skill set. You have to be prepared to approach people, and you have to be prepared to ask for a decision, and then you have to be prepared to follow up. You have to be prepared to do your validation calls. You have to be prepared to stay plugged in. You have to do those things if you really want to be successful in the largest shift of wealth that we're ever going to know in our lifetime. I want to say this. I wish every one of you a Merry Christmas. I hope that the new year brings you something that you can't even imagine at this moment in time. We're in the right place at the right time. Build it the right way. Stay high on integrity and character and professionalism. And make sure 2021 is the happiest new year you've ever experienced in your life, because you control your destiny with your business inside of Ambit Energy. God bless you again, Bear. We all appreciate you and everything you've done on this call over the years. You're a true friend. I admire your dedication and commitment to all of us. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Coach. And thanks for that message tonight. That was strong. Folks, I always enjoy listening to Coach Johnson. He always brings it. I promise that to you. He always brings it. And if you're like me right now, you're thinking to prepare for 2021, I want to hear this call again. I want to make sure I get my journal. I want to work my plan. It will be good to hear this call one more time. Here's how you do it. Norbert Hennessy is recording this. He's going to put a link inside of several different Facebook groups. You can find it there. Or you can go to topambitleaders.com. Again, Top Ambit Leaders. You should have that memorized. TopAmbitLeaders.com. And you can also go there. If you're not getting the weekly notification of the call, you can sign up for the newsletter there as well. I recommend you do that. And then you can listen to the call. Go under the training tab, Sunday Night Business Builder Calls, and you'll be able to see Coach Johnson's call posted in a couple of days. I want to thank each and every one of you for being on the call. For those of you who may not be here the next 2 weeks for some reason, I'm going to wish you all a Merry Christmas as well. But we're going to be here next Sunday, and the Sunday after that, going to make it happen. Coach, I'm going to open up the lines and let them say Merry Christmas to you. Hold on a second.